President Trump's end-of-year message is that he is fixing the economy that he says was a mess when he inherited it from the last administration. In a live address to the nation from the White House, the president touted his agenda on immigration, jobs, and tariffs, but it comes as Americans are feeling negative about how he has handled the economy. NPR White House correspondent Deepa Shivaram joins us now to discuss. Hi, Deepa.
Hey, Elsa.
Hey. Okay, so economic issues are top of mind for so many Americans right now. What did President Trump say about bringing down costs?
Yeah, you know, I would say a lot of it is a lot of what Trump has been saying, which is pretty much off the bat in his remarks. He made it clear that he inherited a, quote, mess from the previous Democratic administration, and he says that the economy is an issue that he's working on to fix.
When I took office, inflation was the worst in 48 years. And some would say in the history of our country, which caused prices to be higher than ever before, making life unaffordable for millions and millions of Americans.
It's in line, like I said, with what he's been saying about the economy, which is essentially blaming Democrats, insisting that his administration is doing a great job. He has like a great rating on the economy. But I will say what was interesting in these remarks specifically is that he also made it a point to say that while costs of things have gone down, he specifically mentioned things like eggs, which were a really big issue earlier in his term. Not everything is lower. And he noted that his administration is still making progress on these issues. One other thing that I thought was interesting that Trump mentioned, he's been teasing for a while now, is announcing a new chair at the Federal Reserve. And he says that will also help usher in lower interest rates, that will lower mortgage rates eventually as well. So he listed out a number of things that he's been working on, that he's been talking about, that he says will lower costs. And then also some things that he thinks his administration has already done to make the economy better.
Also, this speech comes as polling shows voters are worried about high costs. Did Trump announce any new plans to address those concerns?
Yeah, there's a new NPR PBS News Marist poll that came out that showed that just 36% of Americans approve of Trump's handling of the economy, which is a historically low number, especially for Trump, who, you know, for a long time, the economy was just a really strong issue for him. But he didn't really roll out a lot that was new in these remarks. He did announce a website, though, TrumpRx.com, where Americans can look for discounted medicines. And that's part of his effort to curb prescription drug costs. He also announced this new warrior dividend, and that's pretty targeted in the name. It's $1,776 that he says each American service member would receive. The details around that haven't really been announced yet, but overall he said that Americans would really benefit from things that he's already done that have yet to come to fruition, right? So things like tax refunds from his major tax cut bill, lower energy prices based on his policies that he says will increase wages.
And real quick, Deepa, this was meant to be a wrap-up of Trump's first year in office. What else did he talk about?
Yeah, it ranged for a lot of things. I mean, he talked about things on a global level as well, including tariffs, which, of course, has been a big issue. He said tariffs was his favorite word. He talked about his claim of ending 8 different global conflicts, including helping broker a peace deal in the Middle East.
Okay.
And he also talked a lot about the southern border as well, which has been a main issue for him in the last 11 months.
Is NPR's Deepa Shivaram. Thank you, Deepa.
Thanks.